Ah, yes, it's that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Time to bring in our good friend, Predators TV analyst, Chris Mason, on our 102.5 the Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. C-Mace, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
What's going on, guys? Not too much. Not too much. Actually, just watching the new update for Fortnite.
Oh, boy. That could be dangerous.
Oh, boy.
Fortnite guy, huh? Are you a solid Fortnite player?
Yeah, I used to do the old the Call of Duty and stuff, and I never got into Warzone, and then for whatever reason, just Fortnite. So yeah.
I respect it. Cool.
Yeah.
Chris Mason, yeah. Expert Fortnite player.
It's no Sega Hockey 1993, but
oh, I was expert level on that. I'm very average in Fortnite.
I am as well. No worries on that front. Preds TV analyst Chris Mason, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. And C-Mace, a big 4-1 win yesterday for the Preds down in Tampa Bay against the defending champions. I thought, given the circumstances and the quality of competition that you're going up against, probably the most impressive performance of the season for the Predators. What say you?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, this season's been, you know, I think we talk about it ad nauseum about the ups and downs, and it's been a lot of downs, and it's been, you know, disappointing. And then on top of that, they have all the injuries, and you go down the list and you're always talking about that stuff. So when they do, you know, play like that, I thought, even though in the game that they played 6-3, I thought, or they lost 6-3, I thought they played really well, given, you know, who they're playing against and the way that game went. But this was, they came in with the right mindset, the right attitude. I mean, no one's going to feel sorry for you, you know, as a team, no matter who's out or, you know, how your season's going. The team that you're facing off on the other side of the ice is not going to feel sorry for you or give in at all. So I thought their mindset and their attitude, they just seemed to have a lot of jump, a lot of energy, and I thought they really just played a good old-fashioned, just a good hockey game, good hard-working underdog type of hockey game, and it was great. And Pekka was awesome as well, especially throughout that whole game at certain points, you know, after they scored their first goal. And throughout the game, I thought he was just he was incredible. That's, you need your goaltender to steal one for you too. But all in all, I was really impressed with how they responded and the way they came out with that kind of mindset of, you know, kind of us against the world. We're gonna do this as a team and see what happens. And they held on there at the end. There's a couple dicey moments in that game where Tampa was really pushing, and it felt like I was holding my breath anyway. But I thought it was a great game all around, up and down the lineup.
C-Mace, what do you think of the Trenin-Olivier tandem? And what do you think about both those guys moving forward? 24-year-old, big, strong forwards, was bringing a little edge. You know, what's the long view of those guys?
Well, I think both those guys, I mean, you make a case. Like, when you're building a team, you're not going for all skill guys, all speed. You need different elements in your lineup, and you need balance and guys that can be effective with them and Colton Sissons. They started every, you know, they're out there at the end of the game. They started the game. They really got off. I think that first shift was important. They get the puck deep and, you know, get on the forecheck, lay the body, and they get a couple opportunities. And really, I thought, kick-started, you know, the momentum or the mentality for that hockey game. And I like what they bring to the table. I think Olivier at times has gone into, you know, a little bit of penalty here, penalty there, but I think in terms of what he brings to the table, player-wise, you know, he's going out there, fights Pat Maroon. He didn't have to do that, you know, start the third period or whatever. Pat Maroon was trying to get his guys going and fired up, and he answers the bell, and he's got some offensive upside. He can skate, lay the body, and Trenin, to me, is, he's a guy that I feel, you know, he's scored at every level. He's drafted as a scorer, but he's one of those guys that, when you're in the minors and you don't have that opportunity in your, you know, NHL club level, you have to change your game a little bit, and you have to be, you know, become something else or add more to your game. And he's done that. He's a power forward. He gets in there and he's not scared to hit anybody. Doesn't back down from any physical confrontation. And he's got skill and he can skate. So he's a guy that I could see eventually, you know, moving up in the lineup. If he continues to develop and produce offensively, I think that's a guy that, you know, you could look at as a third line, even potentially second line player down the road. But I love them. They make impact. They make impact, and they play the majority of their shifts in the offensive zone, which is always a good thing.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason on the line with us, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. And C-Mace, obviously due to the injury situation and the suspension to Dante Fabro, which was up yesterday, made a huge save in the first period of that game, Fabro did. But they've seen a lot of younger defensemen start to come into the lineup. I want to ask you about two guys specifically, and that is Jeremy Davies, who, of course, they got back in the P.K. Subban trade, and Alex Carrier as well, a guy Predators fans have, I think, been anxious to see now here for a while. What have you thought of Carrier and Jeremy Davies and the way that they've played?
We just lost C-Mace.
I think we just lost C-Mace. We'll effort to get him back. It's been interesting from my vantage point to watch Carrier and Davies, just with how, you know, especially Davies, the way he moves the puck. I think he's got a chance to be a part of the power play as they move forward here. I know a lot of people were underwhelmed with the return for the P.K. Subban trade, and we know it was essentially a salary dump. But I've been really impressed by what I've seen out of Jeremy Davies. And we've got Chris Mason back on the line with us now. See, Mace, I was asking you about Jeremy Davies and Alex Carrier. What have you seen out of those two guys specifically on the back end?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, obviously I think the first game for both of those guys, Carrier's was a little earlier. I saw some nerves in the first few shifts. And, you know, John Hines has often talked about, you know, how to, as a defenseman, when you come up to the National Hockey League, how do you react under duress? And I think, you know, they've gotten so much better at that, even from the short time here being in the National Hockey League. And given the competition they're playing against every night, I really think they're handling themselves, you know, better than expected. And I also think it helps that they're not just called up. They're not getting stuck on the third pair, because both of those guys are used to playing big minutes. They're used to seeing power play time. They're used to, you know, all situations. So given the injuries to, you know, Josi and Ellis and then Fabro out and Borowiecki, obviously, they get thrown right into the fire. So they're playing, you know, 20-plus minutes right away. They're playing top pair, second pair minutes. So I think that's really helped them. You know, you're not coming up for one game and maybe you're going to go back down. And it's been really impressive, especially for Alex Carrier, because, you know, he's been on the taxi squad a lot, hasn't played, you know, hockey until he played his first game in the National Hockey League this year with Nashville. And then Jeremy Davies is having success in Milwaukee. He gets called up, and aside from the first couple of shifts, he's really settled in, and both of these guys can play in their own end. And the more they, you know, the more games go by, the more involved they are offensively. You see them, you know, leading, getting in on the forecheck, carrying the puck, making plays in the offensive zone, you know, sneaking back door. So I think the fact that the Preds have had so many injuries has allowed them to, you know, that trial by fire, just get thrown right into the mix right away, right into the fire. They got nothing to lose. They're going to play. I think that's helped them tenfold, really, just to be able to play their game and not have the fear of, well, I might be getting sent down, or it's only one game, or I'm only going to be on the third pair, so I'm only going to play, you know, 10, 12 minutes. They've got to go in there and just keep putting them out there, and they've really, you know, taken huge leaps, I think, in their first few games.
Are we seeing a new level, C-Mace, from Ekholm? Obviously, he's, you know, he's Mr. Big Board trade guy out there in you know, in the league circles, and he's been asked about it, and people are going to, you know, talk about it until something happens or doesn't. But what about his game? I mean, are you seeing anything different or better, or am I just overreacting to, you know, some of his goals?
No, I think he's in a situation where, you know, I think we've all always known how valuable Mattias Ekholm is, but it seems like he doesn't get the fanfare because you're always saying, oh, my God, look at what Roman Josi did and Ryan Ellis. And yeah, and Mattias Ekholm's pretty awesome, too. You know, he's usually third on the totem pole in those conversations. But, you know, you look back at the run they had in 2017, he was one of the biggest reasons because of the style he plays. But now I think you see, you know, there's more of a, he's more of a focal point and a necessity of this team, and you really get to understand the type of person and the leader that he can be. And, you know, there's not many guys that I would say are as well-rounded as Mattias Ekholm in terms of the ability to contribute offensively. He can skate for a big man. He's also really physical. He's got that game. He's a little bit of a jerk out there defensively to the other teams, which you love to have, and it makes, you know, the other team, obviously, they know every time they go in front of the net when Mattias Ekholm is, they're probably going to get a stick. They're not going to get a free lane to the net. And I think with more of the focus on Mattias Ekholm, we're really beginning to you know, have that spotlight on him and the focus on Matthias. And then he also, you know, he's one of the leaders on this hockey team. And I think when your team is in this situation, there's so many young guys. I look to, you know, the veteran guys as, yeah, you know what, the season hasn't gone the way everybody expected, and it's tough, and, you know, it's, you can see the body language sometimes. So I look to the leaders to how they carry themselves in a situation like this, because it's easy to be a leader when everything's going well and you're winning and you got a good team and yada, yada, yada. You know, everything's happy, everything's good. But when things are tough, you know, the old cliche, that really is when I think it reveals your character. And to me, he's been the epitome of how you lead by example, and the example that you want your young guys to follow in terms of his compete level, the way he carries himself, the competitiveness, the expectation to win no matter what, no excuses. I think he has taken a next level, and a lot of that's because more attention has been put on him, and the spotlight's on him, and that's when I think he shines the best. And right now he's definitely bringing, you talk about a potential trade piece, well, he's increasing his trade value every game.
Preds TV analyst Chris Mason has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Coleman Tractor, Tennessee's largest Kubota dealer. See, Mace, thanks as always for taking time to join us, and go knock them dead on Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Chris Mason joins us every week here at 8:30 here on Robbie and Rex Roads on Tuesdays. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation on the Nashville Predators. Reset a big win yesterday for the Preds down in Tampa. Also get back into the Titans as well. All that coming up. Taking your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. And speaking of our text line, 1025 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to help you continue the tradition with a hockey home gating party, and it's time to text into the game line at 615-737-1025 for your chance to win the T-Mobile hockey home gate. You can watch a weekend Preds game with a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. Just text the word GOALIE to 615-737-1025. That's GOALIE to 615-737-1025. Now to enter, the winner will be contacted on Thursday, and you must be 21 or older to enter. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.